Rosh and Chavav Mabez, Filanascha. And the Mar came along and said, Racham Yisrael said, Filanascha is the same as Mos, but Sarah Shalkaris is not. Filanascha Habikim Mos, Mishum, the Mar came along and said, the altar be Mos. You're able to sell it quickly. People would use it as a vehicle to, like I said before, you would use it to buy a behemoth, something which is not shum yidua. So you would use it as an exchange item for that purpose. Kind of shlokish, which the Rosh learned, the argument was the fact that it sits for a period of time before you're able to exchange it. So maybe the person will, during that time, start designating percentages for different purposes. Well, it's only if it's going to sit. Over here, it's not going to sit. I will sow soyer shall kurus lo, a pile of these beams, kutzis kurus, a pile of beams. Shekona Karis the binyan, he bought them for the purpose of building. Benimlach l'marcher, he decided to sell it. Eno marcher on the altar, you can't sell them so quickly. Ashiz damon loy adam shetzorach libnois, so somebody else is also interested in building. I think it's a little bit different, right? Yichtan b'yarker, or yichlifel b'davar acher, so then the person would be willing to pay the full price for that. As opposed to buying it, say, for firewood, people will pay less for it, or you'll be able to exchange it. So in that situation, it's not like money. So then the Mora said, the receiver Ashi asked her papa. This argument of the various different rabbanim. By the time of the rabbanim Hana Amoroyim, so the Rosh points out that over here the rabbanim is referring to Amoroyim. The previous, the various different Amoroyim, which you said until now. That is different than as far as the case. Then we behemoth, most will a behemoth, will a nasch, will a social curse. So you're arguing that the Loch Moshe Sinai was specifically Mos, and then we're discussing what's included in Mos and what's not.
What?
Elamayata Mos will a oifus. Okay, so we should have the same question when we're discussing Mos and not Oifus. Sweet, I'm not feeling well. I don't want to compete with you. So try to keep it quiet. So I should wait for you? What word did I say that you didn't understand? I'm asking you to please say it quietly, so I shouldn't have to compete with you. I can't. So a person purchased a can of birds, a cane of birds, and he did not designate which one is the oil, which one is the chatas. Okay, but according to what you're saying, that since it's Mos as well as Oifus, we should judge it as if one is Mefurish to be the Chatas and one is Mefurish to be the Oilo. We don't know which one, but it's Shekila, it's Mefurish. That the opposite of the Din of Mos, which we say that Yipla L'Dava, is this Kimefuresh, that part of it has been designated for the purpose of using it for Chatas. Okay, when you we mace Yamusu. So according to what we're saying, according to these Rabbanon, so the luck would be if the owner now dies, both of them have to die because one of them is a chatas. We don't know which one. Even though he hasn't done anything, it's stuma. You should get a din of mefureshes. Therefore, we got me to buy the Michalim Lavarer, Belarmer, Zula, or Lemazula Chatas. So, similar, which would mean now that once it's this Braver Shaila, one is the Chatas, one other, we don't know which one, so how do you decide? How can you then designate? There's no ability to designate it. So even if he doesn't die, how are you? How? If you don't decide at the time of purchase, what's supposed to happen? It's if he's designated X amount, but we don't know which one is which. So we're saying that other than money, everything gets a din of mefurish. When he takes this set of birds to use for his chiyuv, how he came mefurish. But like we said before, one is a chatas, one is another, but it has not been decided which one, but you've designated that one should be for that purpose, even though he didn't say it. But that's what happens. That's what we're saying. So now, afterwards, how could you then finally designate which one is which? You might end up using the oil as for the chatas and vice versa. And if now he dies, both of them would have to be yamusu. We don't say, well, right now nothing's been designated, and a sosum you use both as oilus. We don't say that. The minaliel tana nazir. We say Nazir and Chayav Kinnan, those which are Chayav, the birds for Karbonis, are parallel to Nazir. Okay, so this is Rav Ashi's question, but we know that that's not true. Rav Chisda says that the Kinnan are Misparshes either by Lekichas Bailim or by Siyas HaKoyen. And once you tell him that only Mos, what these Amoroyim are saying is true, that Mos excludes everything else, and everything else gets a halacha like it's Mefurish, you know, there's no way you could designate the birds any other time than at the time of purchase. So we have to conclude from Rav Chisda's din that this whole thought process that Mos excludes other things is incorrect. Because the money, we're saying, when you have money, which is sosum, nothing's been decided yet, and everything can be used as oilus eventually. Even though the potential for using it for chatas is there, because part of the money is for chatas, but we ignore that. Right now, everything is sosum. And if the owner dies, or if the Baal's made for the netter, take the whole thing and use it as oilus. So if that's true, it's truly sosum. So if that would be the same halacha by the birds, so right now it's truly sosum. So later on we can decide what we want to do with it, and that's what Chisda did. That you can decide later on. But then that's true that Mos is not excluding Oifis, so then it shouldn't exclude the case of the Naskler or the case of the Sarah of Karis or any of these cases either. Everything is right now, it's totally sosum, and later on. But you're saying, no, it's a halacha dafkan money. And anything which can be, we're arguing, if something can be easily fungible into money, is considered money. But it's a halacha money. So birds which aren't like that, birds which are tamimim, which you have to use for kabbanas, you can't just change it into money now. So it should get the opposite halacha of not sosum, of mefurish, which means you designated X amount for the purpose of the chatas, and now the whole thing, if the Bailam dies, the whole thing dies. Well, that also will mean, and we said before, that in the case of money, which is mefurish, you get stuck that you can't flip the money. Even if it's not a specific coins, it's a specific percentage, now you got a problem. If you say that half of this money I'm going to use for chatas and half for an oila, well, which half are you going to use? So over here, if one of these birds is a chatas, one of these birds is an oila, automatically they're like, it's mefurish, so which bird? So how could Rav Chisda be true? So Rav Ashi is saying, based on what Rav Chisda says, that you can designate your bird later on, tells me that Mos is not exclusive. Because Moses will be exclusive, there'll be no way to designate the birds later on. So once Moses is not exclusive, so Sarah Shakarish have the same din and Naska and Behema and all these different things. It's also, so this whole conversation that all these Meroyim are saying doesn't make any sense. Now, the Rosh goes off to a side question.
Before a side question, if I may, grain, some portion of the grain is truma.
It's a fair question. Right now we're talking about specifically a halakha. There's a halakha Moshe Sinai of how we relate to money being designated for the purpose of karbonis. But it's a fair question. There was how the process of tevel, of taking tevel and designating some of it as truma and the rest becoming kulin. So how does that work? Is it the pshat that what's here right now is a, even before your mafresh, the potential of truma, and then you're able to designate it afterwards? So that's similar to this idea of brera. It's almost a brera concept. Or is that a totally different din? That, you know, tevel is, it's not that there's the truma mixed in, which I'm going to afterwards decide which one is the truma and get involved in brera. But it's a totally different din. I mean, the simplest raya to that question is the fact that tevel is also for kohen to eat. Truma kohen is allowed to eat. It's a mitzvah for him to eat it. Yisrael is chayav of misa b'dei shemayim if he eats it. Tevel, anybody is chayav misa b'dei shemayim, maybe including a kohen. So if tevel is just simply truma mixed in, it's so difficult to understand why the kohen would be chayav of misa b'dei shemayim for eating something which is mutter to him. So it's pashas the tevel is not this idea of truma mixed in. It's there's a state called tevel, and then when you do the act of designating truma, the tevel period ends and a new period starts, which is called truma, which is it's not, you're not just picking out, as it were, the out of the mixture, you're creating a new reality. The Yosef Engel and Asim Deraisa raises that question, how we look at the hafrosh of truma tevel into truma. Okay, so now the Rosh deals with a side question. We seem to be discussing the idea of oifus in a case where there's sosum and then the bialim dies. So just like we're saying over here by money, which is sosum, and the bialim dies, instead of saying that part has to go be destroyed, and therefore all the money is not usable, we say use it for oilus, so that means bad. So we're saying, well, the case of the birds also, as long as there's sosum, you can use it for case of his bad. But that's not true. That halacha that we take when the mizbeach is at some point during the day when the mizbeach is not being used, they would take the Beis HaMikdash, would then take karbonis of the Beis HaMikdash and just bring karbonis arlis, that the mizbeach should not be bottled. So that's called case of mizbeach. Emekitzim ba'ofis. And I'm just saying over here that we should say in the case where ofis are sosum and the bialim dies, you use it as case of mizbeach. You're bringing them as arlis and mizbeach. Well, the Rosh says emekitzim ba'arlis. So the Rosh, no. Hainu shlo yiku arlis oif misharfer nadav. So there was in the Beis HaMikdash, there were various different boxes where people would put money in. And one of the boxes was called the Dava. And that the purpose of this money in that box, they were called sharfers because they were shaped, and they were larger on the bottom and smaller on the top. And you put the money in the top, they were called a sharfer. It was a box, basically. And the purpose of that box was that money in there they would use that when the Mizbeach was bottled, they would buy karbonis from that stock of money and to use to bring on these bags. That was called that's the source of the money for Erlis Ketzim Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says instead of buying a behemoth, I want to use that money to buy a bird and be mock of a bird. We don't do that. But the scenario which I'm discussing over here was we had two birds which we set aside as a kan to use for karbonos. We did not designate which one's another, which one's a chatas, then the owner died. So based on what I'm saying, instead of saying, since it's a case of a sosum, you take both birds and you use it as arlos ketzem izbeach. You don't use birds, it means you don't buy birds for that purpose. But once you have birds which are kaddish, which are case of sosum, that's the rule. In the case of sosum, the owner dies, we take them and use them as elis ketzim mizbeach. That applies to birds as well. Okay. Okay, so now Rav Simon Ashi and finishes off his thought. So that was Rav Chista says. Rav Chista, you can designate the kinim, which one's the erlo, which one's the chatas, either when you purchase it, or when the kohen is makriv it. V'mai v'homos gemiri. Currently, we're saying there's a lacha much. We say dafka money is considered sauce, and everything else is considered beforeish, which means the kohen cannot designate. Below davar acher, v'kimin shifrishu habaylim below pirshu. But so the only chance you have to really decide exactly what is at the time when the violin buys it. Well, he didn't do that. But we're saying, since it's not money, according to these Amaroyim, it's not fungible into money, it should get a din of not sasum, but of mafurish, which means we don't know which one is which, but one of them is kilo designated for the chatas. So then how do you decide which one? Kimish Fisher Bailam will appear to have him a forish and his arvo. Be the case of a forish and his arvo. Becky is partial, but see as a kayan. How can the kayan designate it afterwards? Well, Shmami no, keep kayan yachol levaradom, Kresiba lakak, but also Amo Ophis Kistumen. So we have to conclude from Chista's din that this whole thought process is wrong, and money is not excluding birds, and birds are considered sosum. Okay, if they're sosum, now the kohen can decide. Well, if the birds are considered sosum and not mefurish, so then the same thing is true by the case of the karis and the naska and other things as well. Uden nami behema naska usarish karis vimeis ohefer labala yipulun adava. So therefore, in a case where the owner died, or the baal was made for the neder of the wife, so we're not using these kibbonis for the purpose of nazar anymore. But since they're sasum, you can use everything as arlas for case of mizbeach. Okay, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the issue is the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that we ignore the chatas, and there's a din of that when it's sasum, it's yipul nadava. Was that specifically only by money, or even by other items as well? So we're proving from Chista that it has to be by other items as well. According to Rish Lakish, we said that the argument of the Gemara is something else totally. Rish Lakish says that these Amaroyim are suggesting that we have to be worried by things which sit by him for a period of time, as opposed to things which are, you know, exchanged immediately into the karbonas, because they take time to exchange. That at some point he'll designate, you know what, half the money for this, half the money for that, or whatever designation that he'll make. That's what these Amoroyim are saying we're worried about. Well, if we're worried about that, that should apply to the case of the Ophis as well, and we see that that's not true. That means we're not worried about this possibility, so we're not worried about the possibility by the other cases as well. According to your thought process, by the case of the behemo or the naska or the pile of beams, you shouldn't ruggle the shoysa, because they normally sit for a period of time. Kashina and Shema Pirish, we have to be concerned. You're arguing, we have to be concerned that maybe the person has in his mind designated what to do with a percentage of the money. So over here it's even stronger. if when you buy a set of birds and you're going to use them for kavanas, one is a chatas and one is an oila. So I mean, it's almost like a no brainer that you're going to designate and say, oh great, so I'll use one for a chatas, one for an oila. No, bad words, because according to what we're saying right now, that makes it into mafurish. And now when they die, you can't use either of them. That's this whole argument. The Mecha Shema Pirish, and therefore Meisy Musu Omer Iplan and Dovet. So once they, if that would be true, that we're worried about the possibility in the cases of the Behemah, the Sayer, and the Naskal Kavacher, in the case of the Cain of birds, and the halacha should be that now if the Bialim dies, both have to die because each one might be the Chatas. Well, so then again the same argument. So once that's true, so how do you decide later on which one is which? It's a braver problem, which we're saying you can't do. So how can Rav Chisda say you can this bar of a shas and see as a koyin? Elamai, this whole thing is not true. We're not worried about the possibility. So we're not worried about the case of the behema or the social karmas of the naskay either. Elohanu Rav Chisda ain't a kinyan is bar shem kinyan pirash. El shvami no the chashina the shem abir. We have to say that we're not worried about this possibility. V'chein nami be behema ben naskay b'soyer. Now the Rosh has a question. So we're proving this din of the din that there's something called a kan stuma, which is truly stuma. And we deal with it as if nothing has been decided at all. Either that's a question of the local Moshe Sinai, or are we, according to the Shlokas, are we worried about this person's designating it, and we're proving that we're not. We're proving it Herb Chisda. I mean, there's multiple Mishnayos, some Setas Kinim, and other places. We talk about something called a Kain Stuma, which we deal with is that nothing's been decided. So, what we're really saying over here is that should never exist. Either the buyer has to decide immediately when he purchases it, or you can never use it. So, any mission which talks about a Kain Stuma, by definition, is a Raya Kenegat, what we're saying. So, why do we have to ask the Kasha of Rav Chisda? We can ask from the Mishnayos. Kosh out of park. Now the gears of Mir Rabbanan, he changes the gears to Midir Rav Chisda. Rather than ask Rav Chisda, lifrak mikama mishnayis titznan v'hen kain stuma. So there's something called a pair of birds which has not been designated. Amo the misbarim acharkach, which means you're able to designate it later on. Avish hifrish stumim, even though when you purchase it, you did not designate. The case of a Kain Stuma was a case where the Bialim tells me explicitly, I have not decided. Well, if that's how you're going to answer, then Rav Chisda's case could be that as well. But we're saying that that's not true. Void heich nech Hashem abirun kiman shuatz mevi'an lekayin l'armal leizul chatas azul oila. Obviously, by definition, that's what he's doing when he presents to the kayin. He does not tell him what to do with what. It means he's saying it's a kanstuma. So the Mishnayos would prove this same idea that there's something which is truly called a kanstuma, which can be designated later on. So even though it's not money, so again, then the thought process. So the same thing is true by behemoth or anything else.
Or can you have a flock of something and decide, okay, now I want to make a carbon and just picks it out? Individually, because it seems like if he decides, okay, if he has a flock, he says, okay, you know what, I'd like to do this. Before, in the thought process, he has to go and say, okay, I want to do this, I'm going to take this one. It seems like it'd already be too late, though.
Well, if you have a flock of animals, you can be makdish them later on. If, you know, but the case of here, the birds, which he bought them simply for the purpose of the kabbonis, that designates them as a korban immediately. The question is, which one is it?
So should it be that, I guess, would it make sense that you should just buy one at a time? It's like, I don't want to buy two birds. I want to buy this bird, and this bird's going to be my matas. Okay, now I want to buy a second bird, and that bird's going to be my...
Well, he could do that. Or he could buy both at the same, and when he buys them, say specifically, I'm buying this as a katas and this is another. That would also be fine. But we're kids are saying that's not true. You don't need to do that. You could when the kohen, you could buy them sosum, and later on the kohen will designate them. But the Rishim Rashi's argument is from Rukhista's fact that he's saying you can do that means that we're creating a true creative sosum with something other than money. So then everything else also can be sosum.
With regard to the flock,
I'm sorry?
With regard to the flock, there's Meister Behema. Do we say that those animals are the equivalent of Teva we call Meister Behema?
No, there's no Visser of being the henna from it, using it. There's a mitzvah to be Maaser. It doesn't create a Teva.
So before the Isser, then is it Sasson? Is it Mefurosh? I mean, how does it relate to these concepts?
Well, there's no kedusha there yet, so the sosum over here has already been, you already created a kedusha. You designated something for that purpose. So, but then there's no kedusha yet, so that's a different idea. Through the act of being ma'aser, you're creating the korban. Until then, there's no korban at all.
So, rather than select one could utilize the Ebron and then the remaining.
Well, you have to go through the process of Easter. The Morse says if you just take one out of the group and say this is mine, it doesn't work. You have to go through the counting process. Okay, let's hold it here.